Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Dave's Good Vibration Station with Dave Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Talk Radio, the world's most listened to internet talk radio station. I'm your host, Davey, and this is the show where we talk about anything and everything to raise your vibration. Woohoo! It's a brand new year, guys, full of opportunity, endless opportunity. Anything you focus on, you put your energy towards, you can and will manifest for yourself in this year of 2019. And that has a little bit with what we're going to be talking about today. Along with that, we got a packed, fun, compassionate, gratitude-filled show ready to be shared with you. First and foremost, I'd like to introduce my dear brother and co-host, Brother Colin. How you doing, man?
I'm wonderful. How's everyone today?
Well, we can ask them to email us, Dave's Good DaveVibrationStation at gmail.com. Let us know how you're doing today. Colin wants to know. I'm just kidding. So do I. But for real, you want to email us anytime at all, DaveVibrationStation at gmail.com. We love the emails, guys. Keep them coming. I respond to everyone that I get as quickly as I possibly can. Keep the emails coming in, guys. We absolutely love the interaction. As you know, this is the show where we talk about anything and everything to raise your vibration. As I said earlier, what does that mean, raise your vibration? Well, for those of you that have not listened to Vibration Station before, what this means is we have dedicated our lives, yes, our lives, to offering you new concepts, ideologies, approaches to the human experience that are solely based around living a happier, healthier, more joyous, and even wealthier lifestyle, right? It's just literally about bringing awareness to certain facets of, to all facets of this human experience. This is what the show is about, you know? And this is why we've been so blessed here with LA Talk Radio to have the show for so long. You know, we've been doing this now for coming up on 10 years, 2019. This is a big year. So with that having said, there's also some injustices that we've noticed, right? So today's show, just as a disclaimer, right? Today's show, we are going to be talking about certain inequalities, certain injustices that we do not personally agree with. But we felt like it was important, and actually it was Colin, Brother Colin, that brought this to my attention. You know, I always go to Colin when I really am dealing with anything in life. You know, Colin is my brother. I call him up. Hey, man, this is what's going on. You know, we always touch base, and we always get in wonderful conversations about life, the human experience. And Colin's always sending me amazing information, links to like the coolest videos and just the most profound pieces of information that kind of give you an understanding about, you know, the relationship that we have as a collective consciousness on this planet with each other, certain organizations, industries, schools, even like Harvard, which we're going to get into later. How they're discriminating against certain ethnicities, creeds, colors, sexual orientation, stuff like that, right? Now, as a disclaimer, guys, just want to let you know, Colin and I, and anybody that's associated with the Dave's Good Vibration Station, we are all about acceptance and love and compassion and appreciation for all beings, regardless, once again, regardless of your race, color, creed, or sexual orientation. We love you. We want the best for you. We want you to live the happiest, most fun, exciting, most filled life that you could ever have, right? That's what this is all about. Giving you guys opportunities to maybe perceive life from a different eye, right? See things differently. And of course, email us, davesvibrationstation@gmail.com. Let us know what you think. If you agree, if you disagree, if you have a different point, let us know. We love that. So having that said, I'm gonna open this show up with a question for my brother Colin. And then we're gonna kind of spiral into a few topics for today. So first and foremost, Colin, you sent me this amazing link. For those of you that are familiar, I highly suggest, being in radio, I always try to take pointers and just absorb as much information as I can from people that are inspiring to me. So some of the people that have inspired me to do radio and to have that be my greatest passion is like Joe Rogan, right? The Joe Rogan Experience. Amazing podcast. What an amazing plethora of information that he shares. So Colin sent me this awesome link to one of Joe Rogan's radio shows. And he starts talking about some of the inequality, some of the injustices in society. And then he starts bringing up a couple different examples, a couple different topics. And then it leads into a couple different things. So we thought, okay, we're going to take that and we're going to go a little bit deeper with it. We're going to bring up things that weren't necessarily talked about in Joe's podcast. But we are going to also, you know, bring up ideas that were brought up, but we're going to dive into them a little bit deeper, right? Having said, my question for you, Colin, is why do you think Harvard, this is what you told. So I'm taking the information that you shared with me. I'm going to spiral this into a question, and then we're going to open up the show. So, Colin, from your personal experience, why – because this Harvard thing is like blowing my mind. So for those of you that haven't heard, we're going to get into it. Colin, why do you think Harvard is doing what they're doing? Why do you think there is this huge lawsuit against Harvard when it comes to the collective community of the Asian community in Harvard, right? So there's this lawsuit going on. It's big news, right? There's a lot of people that are not happy with what's going on, and they don't understand necessarily, you know, why there is blatant discrimination. But at the same time, they're trying to honor, spaces for all people. But it kind of is odd the way that they're doing it. So, Colin, can you share with us exactly what's going on with this Harvard lawsuit and why it is actually such a big deal and why this specific example is reflecting in a bunch of other areas? It's not just Harvard. Harvard is the metaphor for kind of what's going on a bigger scale. So I'm going to close my mouth. Colin, it's all you, brother. Tell us what's going on with Harvard. Why? What do you think is going on? Why do you think this is happening? Just spit the knowledge.
Okay, well, so let's assume that Harvard every year for freshmen, they take in 10 people, right? 10 people for freshmen. Obviously, that's not true, but just for even
right.
number,
perfect.
10 freshmen every year.
Perfect. For the sake of ease,
yeah. So let's assume, okay, the way that it should be, in my perspective, is based on merit. It should not be based on anything other than that. Those 10 people should be the best of the best, the cream of the crop, nothing relating to race, nothing relating to gender, nothing like that. It should just be merit-based, the 10 best people that applied. But it's not. Let's say you can accept 3 African-American, you can accept 3 Asian, you can accept 3 whatever,
Wow.
They have it broken down where the cap is three Asian Americans, three white people. It doesn't matter what the number is that they have, but
right.
It's not based on merit. It's based on, we have these certain ethnicities we have to fill. And that is the most racist thing that I've ever heard of. It's like,
yes, absolutely.
And it's kind of like, why do we set up our society where it's not merit-based? It makes no sense to me. So when I was reading about this, it made me think that equality is an illusion. It's not a reachable plateau like that.
Right.
Not between races, not between genders, not between anything. It's not reachable because we have these systems in place that make it unreachable.
Exactly.
Make it
perfectly set.
Like, so, I mean, I don't know what the solution to this is, merit-based everything, but there's too much social justice to it kind of gets in the way of everyone getting their right place in, or what they deserve, really.
Right. It beautifully said, perfectly said. And that in and of itself just kind of goes to show, you know, we were brought up, I'll tell you, I mean, I know that you were brought up under the same circumstances. Chances are, if you grew up in somewhere in the United States, your parents probably encouraged you to go to college. That's kind of a basis of kind of understanding, you know. A lot of the time, you know, children will do exactly what, you know, their parents want them to do. So we want you to go to college. We want you to get a good education, and we want you to try your best and try your absolute hardest, bust your ass to do the best that you can, merit wise, of course, and then get into the best school that you possibly can. Right. So these parents will prime their children for the first 18 years of their life to, you know, essentially get prepared for the next level of education, being college. So where the discrepancy comes in is, here you have millions of children, young adults, that study countless hours, almost, and we've talked about this on other shows, almost to the point of self-destruction, right? A lot of a big theme in college, you know, is like using substances such as Adderall to study and then to take your test, because it gives you more energy and gives you, it's essentially legal, I mean, prescribed methamphetamine, if you will, on a much lower scale. But, you know, it kind of gives you the same tingly, uplifting feeling. And that's like a known thing in the college scene. You know, people using these prescribed medications for the sole purpose of getting good grades. So here they are trying to, you know, make a life for themselves, but also live up to their parents' wishes and dreams. And here the parents are spending six figures on a good college education. But these kids, just because of their orientation, just because of their, you know, the whatever it might be that specific school or industry or organization is discriminating it, it doesn't matter how good you are. It doesn't matter how great of grades you get. The moment that you know, for y'all, I'm just going to use Harvard as an example, because this is what's going on right now, right? The moment Harvard can enter into the school, that get accepted into Harvard, that means that there's so many, I mean, I don't even have an exact number to give you, but countless, thousands, hundreds of thousands of people that have studied, that have actually participated in self-destructive behaviors for the sole purpose of getting into this school. So here they are putting all their energy towards getting good grades, towards, you know, writing the perfect essay and just building kind of that perfect portfolio to get into the school of their dreams. All to find out that, well, sorry, buddy, we already have, you know, our maximum amount of Caucasians that we can accept into Harvard, or we already have our, you know, amount of Asian Americans is what's going on right now. That's why there's this lawsuit. So it's a little disheartening to think that regardless of how hard you try, you know, you are going to be somewhat looked at dependent upon who, what your race is. I mean, they can look at your name, they see the race, and then they automatically put you in a box. And that's what we're talking about today, is the balance between social injustice, which obviously is a great thing. We don't want any injustice, but there is a line in the sand between social injustice and stealing opportunity away from people that might actually have a better chance at getting the job done. So that's what we're talking about, is what's the line in the sand between honoring social justice, wanting the best for all people, obviously not discriminating against anybody, giving everybody opportunity to be, do, and have anything and everything that they want, while also still honoring merit, still honoring, oh, well, although we've reached our maximum limit, maybe this person is best for the job. And just because this person is this ethnicity, well, he's SOL. Sorry, he, she, SOL. Sorry, we already have enough, you know, to find somewhere else. It's very disheartening. It's very skewed. And actually, for such a noble school, for such a known and profound establishment such as Harvard, to be participating in such, you know, discriminatory acts is actually mind-boggling when you kind of think about it.
Well, so, here's another side to it.
Thank you. Please. Yes, let's hear it.
Okay, so Canada recently made it illegal for you not to call someone by their choice of pronoun. So it could be the, it could be they, it could be blah, blah, blah.
Right.
It doesn't matter. Whatever they want to call themselves, you have to call them that.
Right.
Which in itself isn't a big deal. I don't think there's anything wrong with that, except that by making that a law, you are taking away free speech.
Freedom of speech. First Amendment.
And that is right. The most important thing, I think, in this country that we have above most other countries, is that we have our freedom of speech. Obviously, we're not Canada, but
of course,
at the same time, they're our sister or whatever. Right. And it's kind of like, where do you draw the line? Yes, freedom of speech allows for hate speech. At the same time, it allows for ideas to flow naturally and for for anything to be said, good or bad. We need that. We need anybody to be able to say anything without taking it personal, or
that also, sorry. Yeah. Please go on.
No, I mean, obviously don't be mean to me, people. Like, nobody should be mean to someone else. That's not what I'm saying. It's more like,
no, of course.
It's more like you should be able to have the right to do so, as like, contrary to, I don't know, like, I feel like you need that. You need to be able to be mean to someone. Not that you should, but you want the ability to.
Of course. And I think something that is also good to look at with that in mind is, by taking away freedom of speech, or by at least limiting freedom of speech, regardless of where you are in the world, you're not giving opportunity for people to learn how to react and not take things personally, right? So when someone comes out and says something that's very hurtful or discriminatory or full of injustice, we as a collective consciousness, as a global community, need to learn how to not take things so personally. Yes, everybody has their own topics of discussion. Everybody has their own ideas. Everybody has their own agenda. Everybody thinks that, you know, for example, there were many hate groups, like, back in the day, you know, like, for example, the, this is like the worst one ever, and I can't believe I'm saying, but like, you know, the the KKK, for example. Terrible, terrible group of people, just full of hate, really, really, really just low vibration people. And they did not understand that, yes, these people are, they have a soul, they have thoughts, they have feelings, they feel the same way that you do. And for you to, you know, say such terrible and hateful things towards a group of people, that's where I feel like the line is almost like drawn in the sand. Is, you know, we need to learn as a global community how to deal essentially with negative people. There's always going to be negative people. So if we're limiting our ability to, you know, learn how to communicate with negative people, we're actually eliminating an opportunity to grow, right? We're eliminating an opportunity to see things from a more empowered state. It's like, well, you can't say that, because if you say that, you're going to piss this person off, and you're going to piss this whole group of people off, and then all these people are going to be mad, and then the other side is going to be mad. Really, if people just learned, well, that's this guy's opinion and I don't agree with him, or that's this woman's opinion and I don't agree with her, or that's her opinion and I totally agree with her or him, then it kind of starts to balance itself out. Now, there's, of course, like I said, that line that's drawn in the sand. When you start creating hate groups and you know, or joining them, or even participating in something that is discriminative towards any group of people, that's when you need to look yourself in the mirror and ask, why am I doing this? What within me feels such, you know, low vibration energy towards this group of people? So that's where you need to look at yourself and figure out what you have going on within you to make you want to act that way or say those hateful things. But on the other
end, the problem is that no, the problem is not, it's that hate is subjective. It's not
exactly,
it's not like what's hateful to me is hateful to you. It's
exactly
different.
It's all
across the board.
It's subjective. Exactly.
And exactly. So I fully believe that everyone should be able to share their ideas regardless of who it may offend.
Exactly.
But it's about the person themselves to whether they're going to take offense to it or not.
And you see this
a lot in California schools, like Berkeley and stuff, where public speakers will come, and there's literally been riots based on certain speakers coming.
Wow.
And a lot of these, like, they even had a building burn down.
And, oh my goodness.
Yeah, they were crazy riots based on people coming to express their ideas, which may be contrary to theirs, but I honestly think I would listen to anyone's idea just so I can understand their perspective. I might not agree with it. I might hate it to the max, but
right.
I want to hear it so I can understand someone else's ideal. That way I can expand myself and I can grow. And I don't think a lot of people are okay with that in this world. It's like,
that's it.
It's like, no, I just need to listen to only like what I listen to. I need to only listen to like people that are talking about things I agree on and nothing
right.
else. I'm going to shelter myself from every other bad thing that I think is bad.
Right. Right. Exactly. And that's, I think that is a dangerous road because, you know, like I said, before the show, we were talking about this topic and we were like, yeah, you know, we want to make it very clear to all listeners. Once again, we love all people. We have compassion and appreciation for all beings on this planet. That's what this show is about. We want the best for everyone. No matter where you are in the world, we want you to live a happy and fulfilled, joyous life, right? Whatever that means to you. So the only way to do that really is to empower yourself. That's the primary topic that we talk about here on the Vibration Station, empowering self through many different facets, through understanding law of attraction, or just focusing your energy on things that bring you joy, focusing your energy on not getting caught up in what other people are saying about things that you disagree with, right? So like you said, Colin, it actually takes away from our ability to adapt and to not take things personally and to be okay with disagreeing with someone without having to necessarily hate them. And that's what it is. It's like, it's almost like we live in such a hypersensitive world today with everything that's gone on, you know, from the massive discrepancies in people either agreeing or disagreeing with what the president thinks and some of the things he says and does. And so it's all, you know, up to the individual of how they take that and what they express from that information. So if we learned how to be all right with people saying hateful things and understanding, well, that has nothing to do with me. The reason why this person is saying something about, you know, a race or a creed or color or sexual orientation that I participate in is because they have their own vibrational misalignment with it. They have something that we don't even know, maybe as a child, you know, we just have no idea. So we need to learn to disassociate our own individuality from the collective consciousness of putting down a certain race, color, creed, or sexual orientation. And that's where I feel like the level of empowerment is introduced, is can you listen to people saying really terrible things about something you participate in without hating that person? Can you see past their own injustice? Can you see past their own low vibration and understand that, you know, this really has nothing to do with you? Don't lose sleep over it. Don't even put energy towards, you know, anything negative. Just understand, okay, that person's belief, I do not believe in that. And I'm going to go on with my date. I'm glad to know, just like you said, that there are other belief systems out there that I don't necessarily resonate with. That means that the world goes round, right? So
I'm gonna read the definition of equality.
Yeah, let's hear it.
State,
yes, beautiful.
The state of being equal, especially in status, rights, and opportunities. Okay, so
wow.
If everyone was equal, let's put it into perspective. If everyone right. was equal, that's essentially communism. So like
right. Right.
Everyone has the same pay for every job. So a doctor that went to school for 10 years would have the same pay as someone that makes shelves. Right. It doesn't matter like that. So that's the only way those two can be equal. They have the same pay. Even though
everyone
the doctor,
gets ice cream.
Everyone. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. It's like, yeah. It's not possible for a doctor and someone that makes shelves to be equal. They have different jobs. Right. They have different things that they deal with every day. Right. They should be paid differently. I'm not saying the person that makes shelves won't make as much as a person that is a doctor,
of course.
But it's a different world entirely. So it's not possible for them to be equal.
Right. Not, exactly. Exactly.
And that's where the problem is. We can't, everyone has different scenarios. Like, the thing that really bothers me is the pay gap idea.
Sure.
The pay gap idea is, I don't know what the current statistic is, but I want to say it's like 93 cents on the dollar is women make 93 cents to men's dollar. But you have to factor in
interesting.
That men have all of the most dangerous jobs. They are the ones that are working in the oil mines, on crabbing boats, all the ones that people die, lose limbs, whatever. They are taking the risk. Those jobs usually pay a lot more than other jobs. But then again, women also have other factors where it's like they want to have a family, whatever. It's
right.
I don't think that the pay gap actually exists if you were to have two people, a woman and a man side by side, and they both went on the same career path, same everything. Right. I honestly believe that it may be equal depending on what that career path
I agree.
Is again.
I so absolutely it's like, agree. Right.
If the, that career path that man and woman, they share the same one.
Right.
If they went into engineering or something like that, that woman would be paid more. I can ensure it just
wow.
because of the way that I think it's something like 15 to 1 women to or men to women in engineering. So if a woman comes into that field, she will get better jobs because of the way that our society is set up, where it needs to be, we need to have a certain amount of women in this work. We need to have a certain amount of races. We need to have whatever. So right. that woman will automatically get a job that she's going after because, like, better than the man that had the same path, because she's going into a field that there are no women. And right. It's not possible to be fair in this world.
Right.
Like, only on a personal basis. I think everyone should be fair to each other, but I don't think that everyone should have the same, I don't know. I think it's all merit, pretty much. Just
right.
Everyone.
No, I absolutely agree. Please go on.
And, and so, like, in that scenario, I think there isn't really a right way to do this, because we're kind of on the forefront of everyone is essentially like, there are no not to like in when America was being invented or founded.
Right. Founded. Absolutely.
Slaves were 3/5 of a person. That doesn't exist anymore.
Jeez.
Like,
that's crazy to think.
Yeah, like that's you're not even a full person back then. And that's a horrible way to look. But on its own thing. But
right.
In America, everyone is a citizen. Everyone is equal in terms of actually being a person, or like right. from the eye of the government.
Of course.
So we all should be working together to kind of make ourselves the best and be the best at a specific thing.
I agree.
Rather than like it be like, well, Bobby has really good grades and everything, but he's white, so we can't let him into the school. Like, that doesn't make any sense to me.
Right. Right. No, I completely agree, Colin. And I think one thing that is often overlooked also is, you know, how much energy is that, just like you said, based on merit, how much energy has that individual dedicated to learning, understanding, and really grasping these concepts? For example, let's take, I'm going to use the same scenario that you use with engineering, but I'm going to flip it. I'm going to do like an opposite, right? So let's say that there's obviously, you know, now, first of all, once again, we support, we love to see diversification. We love to see all different types of people working together collectively for the same goal. That's beautiful. That's very, very powerful. And you can achieve a lot when you have a collective consciousness, a collective group of people. Doesn't matter, once again, what race, color, creed, or sexual orientation. Does not matter. When you have a group of people that all have the same intention, that all are working towards the same goal, that's how changes and, I mean, really miracles are made, is through the belief that something can happen and through the deliberate and conscious work and effort to make that happen. So, having that said, wouldn't we as a society want to implement the best people for the best jobs? So it's like these organizations, these schools, these industries, they're so overly focused because of the hypersensitivity of people in America, because of the hypersensitive belief systems of people in America. These schools, industries, organizations are so focused on their outward appearance. They're so focused on making sure that everyone that looks into the company.
Amen, amen.
Right.
Go on.
So it's like, no, not at all. Thank you, brother. Yeah. And like, it's like anybody that looks into that company or that school or that industry is going to think to themselves, oh, wow, they're really diversified. Oh, they appreciate all types of people. And that's beautiful and that's amazing. But underneath the exterior layer of diversification, beneath that, there actually are layers of injustice. And that's what we're talking about here, is those layers of, okay, that's all well and good to want to be diversified. That's important, yes. But in your attempt to embody social injustice, in your attempt to show the rest of the world that your company diversifies itself, how many people did you discriminate against? And that's the paradox. That's the catch-22, is in their attempt to show the rest of the world that they are diversified and that they do accept all types of people, in that process of making sure that they have the perfect amount of just enough people from every single race, color, creed, sexual orientation, they are in the process of getting there, they're discriminating against many people, millions, that actually could maybe do the job a little bit better. Now, that's not to say that the man is going to do it better than the woman or the woman is going to do it better than the man. All that's to say is merit-based, exactly what you said, Colin, merit-based, who can get the job done better? Who is more passionate about this position and who is going to fill the shoes of this position in the best way possible that benefits the company, the users, everybody involved? So that's what we've lost sight of.
The best way to view it that I think is kind of funny is if you think about a sports team, let's take basketball, for example.
Right.
If you were to diversify everyone, there'd be 4 women on the team. There'd be 3 short people on the team. and the rest, you know, like everyone, different races everywhere, different. Like everyone is completely different on the team. It makes no sense that way, because then the other team is all really tall guys, all really tall guys. And you're coming up against, there's like 3 guys that are like 5 foot on the team.
Right.
Like it's not going to make sense that way. Exactly. Like they're not the best fit for the team because they can't even dunk. Like it doesn't make any sense.
Right.
And that if you think about that in like companies, like that's how it should be viewed. It's like, it's not about what the person looks like, what they are, what gender they are, nothing. It's not about that at all. It's literally about, are you the best for the job? Like, is there anyone better?
Exactly. Beautifully said. It's so true. Hey, dude, amen, brother. It's like perfectly said.
I think what's getting in our way is extreme movement. Like, like feminism, Black Lives Matter, white supremacists, whatever, all of those like different extreme sects where it's like, let's take feminism, for example. In the old days, feminism was, we want equality. Yes, we want the right to vote. We want blah, blah, blah. Like that totally makes sense to me. Nowadays it's a little more cloudy, where it's more like extreme feminists are like, we are better. We need more. Like, even if things are equal, even if we've gotten everything we want, we're going to set the milestone higher because our movement has already been successful to this point. So it's like all these extreme groups kind of like lose their way, like what they actually want.
Right. It's like, so true. It becomes about like winning. It almost becomes about like, can we prove, how powerfully can we prove our point? Like, how much can we show the rest of the world that we are right? Instead of being like, this is a movement. We want to show people that there is another way of perceiving this, you know, type of person, right? Instead of bringing justice, it's almost like, they by making these groups, they kind of already put themselves in a box. Now, not to say don't participate in something that you believe in or something that you want to see more of. That's beautiful to participate in something that you thoroughly believe in and that you want to see more of. So long as it doesn't hurt anybody and it actually adds benefit, right? So as long as your intention is pure. And you do not want anybody to get hurt in the process. You don't want there to be any injustice. You simply want to show that there is existing injustice in this area, and we just want to shine some light on this. It goes from that to look how, like, it starts there, and then like as more people grow, as more people get involved, and more people become passionate about that idea spreading, it almost turns from like, you know, shining light to showing the rest of the world how this group of people has been screwed over for the last 100 years. Do you know? It's like
a hive of bees.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like exactly that. It starts from like where the queen is preaching to 5 bees, and the queen has super pure ideas. Like, we just want to get honey. Like that's what we want. And then eventually the hive gets so big where the queen doesn't even have a voice anymore. And everyone's just like, we want honey. We want honey. But then the idea like becomes something else. It's like we want flour. We want, and then like then they don't even have honey anymore.
Right. It's beautiful metaphor. They like lose. It's the site of why, you know, people join these certain groups in the first place almost gets lost. The bigger that they get, and the more injustices that take place with all these different groups, give these people more justified reasons to want to participate in these type of things. And I understand that completely, and I support that. The one thing that to where it starts to turn kind of and go against themselves is when they start pointing out, you know, how basically everybody else has a good except for them. They're kind of, you know, and everybody does it. I mean, everybody to an extent, there's always going to be that group of people in that certain race, color, creed, sexual orientation that believes that they are being discriminated against. So there's always going to be that group of people within that, you know, circle of ethnicity, race, color, creed, sexual orientation that wants to show the rest of the world, hey, there's injustice going on. And that's a great thing. Bring awareness to it. But make sure that you're not putting yourself down in the process. Make sure that you don't lose sight of why you are participating in this in the first place. And that is to do whatever you can to bring equality, right? And that is, once again, looping us back around to, by honoring equality, the only way to really honor equality is to equally give every person an opportunity to do whatever they want to do, and up to, you know, the company's discretion of who they think would fit that career path best, who would get the job done best. That has kind of gone out the window, just like you said, Colin, because of these movements that started out with a good intention, and then they started to kind of, you know, turn the other way because so much. See, yes, that is great, that is beautiful, but in the process, are you making sure that everybody who fills a seat or fills a position in that company is actually doing it and got that job because they fit that career path best? That's literally what it comes down to. That is the ultimate form of non-discrimination. That is the ultimate form of justice, is giving every person an opportunity to show what they have, to show their knowledge. This company sees their knowledge, doesn't even consider race, color, creed, sexual orientation, and just says, okay, you are perfect for this position. We see, you know, you attended this school, you studied this, you got a degree in this, you're very educated in this, you're perfect for the job. That's how things should be. Instead of, you know, someone walking into a company and just because you are Caucasian and they already have their limit of Caucasians or Asian American, whatever it is, even homosexual, right? There's companies out there that are will like only hire people that are homosexual. There's also companies out there that won't hire homosexual people. So it's like, this is where the line starts to get really jagged, is why can't we, as a global society, as a collective consciousness, can't we come to a peaceful opinion or a peaceful approach that states everybody has an equal opportunity to do whatever they want to do, and based off of their education, based off of their ability to add to this company or this industry or this school, that's what we're basing their acceptance off of, right? Nothing else. And that's what we're talking about here. That is the greatest form of justice, giving everyone equal opportunity, and then based on merit, based on their ability to perform in that job, that's what their relationship with the job is based on, not necessarily their race, color, creed, sexual orientation. So, like I said, we could keep running loops and circles around that same idea. But there's another thing that absolutely comes into play here, which I wanted to ask you about, Colin, get your idea on this. Wow, this show, we've been flying by with the 5 minutes that we have left. Wow. So with that in mind, what do you think, and maybe you don't have an answer to this, and that's okay if you don't, but I'm just curious, what do you think a step in the right direction, not necessarily how do we fix this, but with the knowledge that we have of, okay, there is certain discrimination happening here and there, but there's also the reason for the discrimination is to honor social injustice, but actually it's to show, like, I don't think these companies really, 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 really care about social injustice. They more care about making sure that anybody that looks into the company sees that they are honoring, you know, social injustice or social justice, I should say. What do you think a step in the right direction would be, right? So obviously we already know step in the right direction would
yeah,
be,
so
you know, base I, everything I off merit. But yeah, I love it. I love it. Let's hear it.
Okay, so I'm going to take medical school, for example. I think, okay, so like in the medical field, there's thousands upon thousands of different like specialties that you could choose. And if you took that for like everything, like airplane mechanic, whatever, everything, like there's so many specialties nowadays because we have so much information.
So that true.
I think that the best way to like naturally guide people like into equal pay, equal everything is by right. specializing from a young age, which is hard, but like let's say in high school, I really like the schools that are that kind of give students like, okay, here's like what it's like to work in the medical field, here's what it's right. like to be a car mechanic. And I think if you gave kids a taste of everything and then they chose and really study on a specific thing, like a really specific thing, I think that would solve a lot of the issues because nowadays there's so much, like you can't, it's really hard to just be an IT guy anymore. Like,
right.
yes, you could run a whatever, like you could run a server room for someone. Yes,
sure.
But there's so many things in IT that if Bobby and whatever, like Bobby and Joe each specialize in something really, really specific and they went to school for that, they would have no problem getting through because
exactly.
they'd be studying something not many people are studying. And that's what I think it needs to be, is a very like very a lot of different choices, but
yes,
but all those choices lead down to a single point, and that, and then Bobby becomes indispensable in his field no matter what his race is, no matter if he's gay or straight or whatever, it doesn't matter. If
right.
he and only five people know how to do this in the world, there's nobody's gonna have a choice. It's like
I think
that is the best
right.
best way to solve it.
That's amazing. No, I agree, brother. And that also comes back down with the 1 minute that we have left. That does come back down to how the education system is set up and how the education system assists the rest of the world, assists all of its students in finding something that they really are passionate about and can get a job in. And that's what it comes down to. I couldn't agree more. It's like, that absolutely, you know, would be a step in the right direction. And everything, guys, one more time, just to reiterate, everything that we talked about here on today's show is about honoring all people, honoring everybody's passion to do whatever it is that they want to do, honoring anybody's ideologies or belief systems or anything else that they think is best for them. We honor that, and we want you to be successful in whatever you wish to do. And we wish you the best. And, you know, I mean, that's really what it comes down to, is knowing that there are other ways to approach it, knowing where to start. Education system needs to maybe find other ways, other facets to help people get into the industries that they are passionate about getting in, and then maybe work with some of these other companies or corporations to make sure that the right people are getting into the right jobs. And it's being based off of the right ideologies, based off of merit, not based off of discrimination. So it's been an amazing show, bro. That went so fast. Time flies when you're having fun. I love you. with all my heart.
Have Colin. A wonderful evening.
Dude, you too, brother.
Everyone.
And thank you for everything, bro. You always bring such insight and light and bright energy into the day, into Dave's Good Vibration Station. And I love you with all my heart. Thank you so much, Colin.
Bon voyage.
Bon voyage, brother. And thank you, listeners, for tuning into today's show. Once again, I want to let everybody know, here on the Vibration Station, we honor all race, color, creed, and sexual orientations. We want the best for every single human being on this planet. We want everybody to be happy, healthy, joyous, fulfilled, and enlivened by their human experience. That is the sole purpose of why we do what we do. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. I love you. We love you with all of our hearts. Feel free to email me anytime at davesvibrationstation@gmail.com, and we will see you next Sunday. Peace.
You're listening to Dave's Good Vibration Station with Dave Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.